Grace Jones, pull up to the bumper here on BBC Radio Suffolk. There's a fascinating production about to open in Ipswich. It's all part of the programme put together by the New Wolseley Theatre, although it's taking place at the High Street Exhibition Gallery, which is in the town centre, just over the road, in fact, from the New Wolseley Theatre. It's a production called The Forest, which has been put together by Frozen Light. Lucy Garland from Frozen Light is with me now in the Drive Time studio. Thank you very much indeed for popping in.
Thank you for having us.
And welcome to Ipswich.
Thank you.
Is it a town you know at all?
We are based in Norwich.
Well, so you know it pretty well then.
We do know Ipswich. And over the past 2 years since we've been an associate company of the New Wolseley, we've been made to feel very welcome here. And we do have a great affection for Ipswich.
And you put together some magnificent productions aimed at specific people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so our shows are multi-sensory theatre, designed for audiences with profound and multiple learning disabilities, which isn't a group that is often have theatre created for them.
No, so how did all that happen in the first place then?
So myself and Amber, who run the company, Amber Onak Gregory, we went to university together and we did a master's in applied performance, so putting performance into community settings. And we were lucky enough to work very closely with a special school with a group of six teenagers with profound and multiple learning disabilities. And together with them, we developed multi-sensory theatre. And we both thought that it was really important. We went off, me and Amber went our separate ways, creating this work in schools and came back together after 6 years. Amber went to Australia and Dubai and I stayed in Norwich. And And we came back together after 6 years and decided now's the time. We want to put this work into theatres. Not many people are doing this. Access was becoming a really big issue. Relaxed performances. But we felt that there was still something missing for our audience that we felt so passionate about. So we wanted to put this work into theatre buildings to create the highest quality theatre we could for a specific audience.
You've described it as an intriguing tale. Don't give too much away, but just give us a flavour of what it's all about. It's called The Forest.
Yeah, it's called The Forest. So it starts in a town with two characters that feel trapped in the town. And one character plays the guitar and has a love of music. The other character, Thea, she writes stories and poems. And they're both one day drawn into the forest and they meet. There's a character called Ivy who kind of weaves their path through the forest until the end when they meet together.
And you're performing this indoors, obviously, at the High Street Exhibition Gallery.
Yes. Yes, we are. On Friday and Saturday. So that's Friday the 22nd. And
yes,
Saturday
right.
The 23rd, thank you, of May. Yep.
And it's 10:30 in the morning on Friday, 1 o'clock Friday lunchtime, then again on Saturday morning at 11 and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Clearly that's aimed at younger people, those times.
Well, no, the show's for teenagers and adults. The Friday is actually sold out to school groups. And the Saturday we hope to reach adult audiences. The reason we programme it in the day is because it can be quite difficult for our audience with learning disabilities to go out in the evening. Often staff changes if they're living in a care home or kind of a bedtime routine can take quite a long while due to the complex needs of the people in our audience. So we found that it can work better to do it during the day.
And you'll be touring this production later this year, you were telling me.
Yes, yes. So starting in August, and we'll be touring to over 25 venues throughout the UK right up until the beginning of December.
Lovely. How do you feel about going out on tour?
Really excited, yes. We toured our show Tunnels last year to 18 venues across the UK, and it was brilliant. And we're going back to a lot of the venues that we went to before, so we're very excited.
Is it received differently wherever you take it? Can you tell there are different sort of audiences from place to place?
Yeah, well, due to the needs of our audience, no show is ever the same. And that's why we love our work. So we do it to a very small audience of six. But those audiences, you know, we create a very safe space. So if those audiences are uncomfortable, they can leave the space, they can come back in. Sometimes we have audience members that might want to come and sit on the stage. That's absolutely fine. There's no restrictions on noise. If people need to make involuntary noise all the way through, that's absolutely fine. If people want to get up and walk around, you know, so we very much strip away all the rules of conventional theatre to create a very safe space for our audience.
So every production is unique.
Absolutely, and it keeps it very interesting for our actors and our performers and our musician. We have live music throughout the show, and it, we just love working with our audience.
Must be incredibly rewarding to do theatre like this.
It is, and our aim is to create the highest quality work for them, so that our audience that might find it difficult to access mainstream theatre due to, you know, those restrictions of conventional theatre, the fact that the stage is quite far away, some of our audience have kind of visual impairments, and that we create it specifically for their needs. So everything's multi-sensory, the show smells, there's things to touch, there's, I won't give too much away about the exciting things we've got planned, but definitely lots of smells in this one. And all of that is so that we can communicate with our audience on a level that is appropriate to their needs. So as well as the story, all the sensory elements reiterate that.
Well, I wish you well with your performances here in Ipswich and, of course, on tour in the autumn.
Excellent, thank you.
Lucy, thank you for coming in. If people would like to learn more about what you do, you've got a website, naturally enough.
Yes, we do. Yep, it's frozenlighttheatre.com.
And the frozen light aspect of it all?
It's a good multi-sensory name.
It is a good name. And people will remember it as well.
We hope so, yes.
Thank you very much indeed. Enjoy the rest of your stay in Ipswich.
Thank you.
And please don't mention the football, will you? This is Paul Weller.